Getting out of prison and facing the world can be tough. Community, religious, and government organizations try to fill in the gaps by offering help with job training and housing, or transportation and mental health counseling. But still, some people fall through the cracks. So the groups providing reentry services came together for the first Reentry Expo on Thursday. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports that organizers hope to make it an annual event.
The Reentry Expo was held on the campus of the Cousins Center in Bayview. Dozens of tables lined a sunny room. One of the goals of the event was to connect formerly incarcerated people to jobs, but this was not a traditional job fair. Instead of job seekers walking around to look for work, the people going from table to table were employers, and the tables were staffed by community organizations. They were there to network and give employers information on the services they provide. One of the employers was Bob Hurd. He's an HR director for four manufacturing companies in the greater Milwaukee area. Pointing to the informational tables, he said the event is worth his time.
Well, it provides an avenue of non-traditional recruiting. There's a lot of people that need a second chance, and there's a lot of good agencies over there, so it's kind of a one-stop shop for us.
The idea percolated from an earlier event, according to Ann Hayes of the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese. She says that the U.S. Department of Justice brought the idea to the Archdiocese, which immediately got on board. Haynes says that the Archdiocese partnered with leaders from other faiths for the event, but she notes that the event was not religious.
The purpose is to love our neighbor. It's to demystify the idea that hiring our neighbors coming out of prison is not a scary endeavor, and actually that there's a lot of support systems out there to help them in their job training and to keep them on task as they transition from one world into the next.
One person who knows firsthand about the challenges of transitioning to society from prison is Alfred Waldrop. He was at the Reentry Expo representing Racine Vocational Ministry, a faith-based nonprofit that helps those returning to the community. In 2006, he was convicted of a crime and served 8 years in prison.
When I got out, I had minimum of money, no place to go, and I was kind of struggling just to continue to stay on the right path. Even though I had the job, it was hard to even get to work.
Waldrop says Racine Vocational Ministry helped him with transportation and more. He now has a job in a factory. Waldrop says it's important for people facing release to have access to community organizations that offer reentry services.
It helps because people that's in my situation, we have an advocate now. We have somebody besides us that could talk to these employees and probably more persuade them to hire people coming out of prison.
Wendell Harishka agrees the Reentry Expo is a step in the right direction. He's with Project Return Milwaukee.
For too long in Milwaukee, in the city of Milwaukee and in greater Milwaukee area, we service providers have kind of operated in silos. We don't really work with each other as well as we could.
So he says events like this push service providers to work better together. He says that will accentuate what each service provider does well and provide greater resources for the individual returning to the community.
That's really what we're all in it for, is to help that individual become successful.
Harishka says that even if a few partnerships come out of the resource fair, the event will be a success. Mayan Silver, WUWM.